Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show. Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning. Yes, that was an earthquake you felt, perhaps, or you slept through it like I did. And then, in which case, you're just going to have to go ahead and try to piggyback into your friends' conversations this morning. 4.2 looked like it was based somewhere between Santa Monica and Malibu, based on the star on the map I'm looking at. Allie broke down
the
rest of the
news. You know how to read a map.
I know how to read maps, all right. Postmaster Johnny thinks that this happened in Jupiter. That's how he's not aware. This hour, we got lots for you. Chances for you to get some stuff from us. Tickets to see Neil Brennan do jokes. We'll do that. Coldplay tickets coming up. Get you into the Coldplay show at the Rose Bowl. And get you on that standby boarding list to go to Amsterdam. Speaking of Amsterdam, that's where we're going to call later on this morning and figure out if we are indeed world famous. We've been saying on the radio, K-Rock's world famous, but every time we call another country and ask them if they've ever heard of us, the answer is usually either no or they hang up on us immediately.
Yeah, and it's usually a mix of just anger and complete indifference. But we do get, you know, a peek into what it's like to, say, run a bar in Germany or something. And we learn new greetings out of it.
Yes, that's the best part about it. That's the way we're learning. We're learning how to say hi.
In every language. And it's really hard.
The way that bartenders say hi in 45 different languages.
You know what's easy? Hi. It's one syllable.
Speaking of world famous, this is going to blow your mind, but a list was released and they claim that one of the most famous, the most famous street in the entire world is in Southern California. Now, you think about streets here and ones that you would consider to be, quote, world famous streets.
What is it, Melrose?
Main Street.
It's not
Main Street and Disneyland,
It's not Main Street and Disneyland, and it's not Melrose. The one that they have selected as the most famous street in the world, which is, you know, less than 2 miles from where we sit right now.
La Brea.
It's not La Brea. I don't even think it's one of the, I wouldn't even argue it's one of the most famous streets locally. I mean, yes, I get that people know about it, but I feel like we have so much better to offer to the world than the street that they are claiming is the most famous. In the world, think about streets in the world, Allie. I mean, I'm talking about every street in the entire effing world. And they're saying the most famous one is right here in Southern California. And it's not even our, I wouldn't even say it's a top five street here.
Is it the Walk of Fame or something?
I'll tell you what it is, and then you can tell us why it's wrong. Prove the experts wrong. Because I think there's way more famous that should be getting the glory. This one does not deserve it. But according to this list, it's number one in the world. We'll share that with you. Break it down after this. K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock. Klein Alley Show. We're here if you need us at 800-520-1067. Text line very active right now. Phones as well. You can call us. Variety of reasons. We got stuff for you to win throughout the entire morning. Hopefully we get you on that standby boarding list to go to Amsterdam and see Coldplay. Stop number 2, K-Rock World Tour 2023. And you think about the world, think about all the roads. Every single street, every single road. There's got to be millions of roads in the entire world. List was released. They said the most famous road in the world is right here in Southern California. Most famous street.
So many people are guessing what it is. Is it 818? Is it Wilshire Boulevard? 714? Is it Highland? 323? Is it Sunset Boulevard? 818? Is it Hollywood Boulevard? Is it Rodeo Drive? Is it La Cienega?
La Cienega doesn't get the glory. I mean, La Brea.
You think the most famous road in the whole world is La Cienega.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. Good job, 818. You got it. I mean, there's
best way to get to the airport.
There's it is actually a good way to get to the airport. Lots of Hera. You cut right through there.
Yeah,
you
go lots of Hera.
Go in the back
best.
Way. You get to drive by that airport in and out. Oh, nothing
yeah.
better.
Yeah. And you're like,
smell.
You just think to yourself, I should just grab a quick burger before I go in there. I have time. It's going to be twice as much once I get in there to eat.
So they're claiming now, and this is beating out some, I mean, you think about world famous roads, right? This one beat out Abbey Road in London, which I would argue is pretty famous, right? That's the one where the
yeah.
Beatles stand
that
on the crosswalk.
Cool, man. That
one is
really cool. Have you guys been there? Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the
No, I've never been there, but I think that's only famous for one reason.
It's famous
just
for
that
one
picture.
But I've never seen it. There's not one person that's ever gone there and not stopped and taken that stupid crosswalk picture. Every yeah. single person
I
goes.
Have one.
Yeah, I
you
bet
do?
You of course you do.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Omar's
Nobody
parking.
Can ever turn on that street anymore. You're just waiting forever for endless crosswalkers.
It's actually not that crowded.
Really?
Yeah, it's not that crowded. Yeah, okay. When I went, there was a couple of people. Mostly, they were just hanging, kind of like, you know, because there's a recording studio right there. You know?
And also, the locals don't care at all about. That's like a tourist. You can tell right away there's tourists. They're waiting. And then, of course, you've got some of the, you know, Fifth Avenue, New York City.
Yeah,
Wall Street. I mean, New York's full of famous, quote, streets based on name and what goes on there. The Champs-Élysées in Paris.
What?
The hell?
The Champs.
The Champs-Élysées.
Yeah, whatever
mm-hmm.
you said.
Mm-hmm.
Lombard Street, San Francisco, the windy street, which is just, I think,
I like
the
windiest. That was a good hang.
Yeah,
dude.
Windiest street in the world, whatever. Yeah.
I've driven down that street before.
And then,
I tried to smoke a bowl while driving down that street.
No
it was really
way.
Difficult.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really hard, though, because you have to have your hands on the wheel turning the entire time, so it's impossible
right.
to light the bowl and smoke it while you're driving.
They claim
challenge
that,
accepted.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that next time.
There you go.
But out of all of that, forget it, because they claim that the most famous street in the world is Hollywood Walk of Fame, Los Angeles, California. It's the most famous street in the world.
That street that's covered in feces?
Yeah, I saw a famous piece of poop there.
Yeah, it's like, and I get, yes, we have the stars, and everyone knows about the stars, and like they do the ceremonies every couple of weeks, and some of those stars, as you know, are super impressive. You walk by some of the people, and you go like, wow, they have a star. And then you walk by some others, you're like, ooh, they have a star.
Or you walk by and you go, who the hell is that?
Right, it's a lot of who the hell
because
is that.
Because it was like some broadcaster from 1923, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
But I think most people who visit, and I don't know, I've never really kind of been here as a tourist, but I would imagine the most people go to that street and are disappointed.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame, I equate it, it's our New York Times Square. Exactly.
I would argue Times Square
is way better.
It's way more like...
There's way more stuff there.
Yeah, it's way more famous, way less feces. Like, I would argue that the Walk of Fame here, and I know that it kind of stretches for, you know, a few miles, but...
And they're trying to redo it, I think, to make it look a little
by
more
the way,
attractive.
Have you guys don't enjoy hanging out in Hollywood, that area?
I do.
I love that area.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It has its cons, a lot of them.
Oh, yeah, I like driving through. I do like driving through. The energy of driving through it a lot more than the concept of walking around there and having some like dirty Minnie Mouse, you
see,
know, want to take
think
a picture
is
with
better.
Me.
I mean,
that's the cooler
I like
part.
The nightlife and partying there. And,
you like the
you
boogie?
Know, that part of it, yeah. Like
see,
boogie.
I would think the partying is better on sunset.
Totally.
Yeah, that's where the question is. Would you say, Omar? Someone said to you, best street in Southern. Forget about the world. Best street in Southern
right.
California. What is most famous or best one? You would say Hollywood Walk of Fame. Get out of here with that trash.
Southern California. I mean,
that's garbage.
I don't care that much about this conversation, so.
Well,
okay.
Then we're doing our job.
You know?
Well,
so I don't have a favorite street.
Omar lives in Rancho Cucamonga. He doesn't care about this area. Yeah.
I would
There's
say
no Applebee's on Hollywood Boulevard.
If I'm going to go with a well-known street, and I don't even know if you think this counts, but I think this is way better and way more memorable and way more pleasant to experience is the PCH.
That's a road.
That's a highway, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a road,
I
too.
I don't even think you would
it
get that.
It has lights.
It is a cool... It's the most scenic. But I think Sunset Boulevard.
Lights.
Sunset Boulevard is, I think, the best one. Because there's so much history on it when you drive through. The Whiskey, the Roxy.
Yeah, the shows that
the
have
Viper
taken
Room.
Place
yeah.
there.
There's a lot of
the celebrities that have
they
gotten
have,
wasted there.
They have a no cruising...
Oh, yeah, because of the hookers.
Right.
Because of all the hooking that was going on
That's
there.
When you know it's a good street. That they was, don't have that on Abbey Road.
No, they don't. They don't need a no hooking sign on Abbey Road. Is that because the, that was a Pretty Woman, right? That was all based on that, right?
Many movies.
Right, that was the thing. You couldn't turn on the side streets, no, none of the residentials, because that's where all the people would pick up hookers, and they would go on, like, residential streets, and people would be like, oh, there's some businessman in front of my house. getting serviced.
Nice. And then after the movie came out, all the hookers were like, I want to hook on Sunset.
Yeah, that was, yeah, because cool. that became like a tourist attraction. Like,
for hookers.
We don't want that so much.
Get back to Santa Monica Boulevard where you belong.
So, Muggs, later today you're going to have to go talk to some of the people on Hollywood Walk of Fame and get them to give an acceptance speech since it's been called the most famous street in the whole wide world.
323 said, I think Ventura Boulevard is the best street because I can get from point A to point B without taking the freeway. It has a high variety of different things. There's a lot of different restaurants there.
A lot of strip malls.
Pretty much anything you need is on Ventura Boulevard.
You like strip malls. Fountain getting a lot of love here. Nothing exciting about it, but it's a great cut through. Same about Crescent Heights. Cut right through, whatever you need to go.
Listener Jasmine just DM'd us. She says, Sunset Boulevard 100%.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's so much more famous that it does seem like it's weird that the glory goes to the walk because they put the stars there. It was just proof that they did a good job with the marketing crap. You know?
Right. Yeah, because and then they have the little tchotchkes that you can buy, which I get is fun for like a tour. And you get the double-decker tourist buses and stuff like that. I would say that the characters that are on Hollywood Boulevard, like by the Chinese theater and stuff, that's cooler than the stars.
Johnny and I were right by Hollywood Boulevard doing something one day, and one of those open roof buses came by, and they were like all looking at us, and Johnny, without any hesitation, looks at them and goes, you guys paid for this?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You feel good about that. Hey, you're on K-Rock. Savage. What's up? Hi.
Hey. Sunset Boulevard is definitely the best road. It's against all odds, that movie was filmed there, and it dead ends on Pacific Coast Highway.
Yeah,
that's true. The end of it is on another great road.
Why they got this wrong. Well, the debate will rage on, but we will get the acceptance speech. We come back, we got more show, and we'll get you in to see Neil Brennan right after this quick break. It's K-Rock. It's a Klein Alley show. Get you in to see Coldplay around 9 o'clock this morning. Get you on that standby boarding list so you can see them again in Amsterdam. We'll be calling Amsterdam at some point this morning for a little round of Is K-Rock World Famous? Place your bets right now, 800-520-1067 to join the conversation. Todd, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Fine. What can we do for you?
I love your show, and I listen to it regularly. I'm in Marathon, Florida, in the Florida Keys.
That's our target.
I lived in
LA location
from
Thank
80
you.
To 85.
Great.
And I think that Mulholland Boulevard is the most famous street in the world.
Okay.
Mulholland Boulevard. It's been settled.
It's done and done. It's good partying up in the hills. If you have access to get up there, it's good stuff. Omar, those Coke dens up in the hills? Yeah.
Dude, I wish. I've never have you been to a party up there.
You've been to a Coke den?
No, not recently. But, yeah, it was like always the thing. Like, you know, because the bars always shut down here around 2.
Used to be Mr. Playboy, remember?
Yeah, I used to have a good time.
You probably got invited up there all the time, yeah.
Not invited, but I would, you know, once again, like I told you earlier, I'd follow cars. Like I said earlier, I'd follow cars. I said, these cars look like they're going to...
like bags of Coke in the back or something?
I could tell they were partying. I said, these guys look like they're partying. So I'd go up there. You see arms like out the window. Window, waving in the
that's
air.
A great move.
You follow that car, you know there's going to be good after.
Right.
I was doing like the follow home robbery before they were cool, minus the robbery. Just the follow home into a party.
You just rob all their cocaine
and
put it in your nose.
That's too much. People be like, hey, wait a minute, that guy's got my whole coffee table up there. Get out of here. I did something yesterday that I kind of don't even want to admit because I feel like I'm going to feel the wrath from all of you because it's something that I have very publicly made fun of over the airwaves many times. We all have. And I experienced it yesterday, and
butt
I'm not
stuff?
Not butt stuff. I wish.
If you do another follow home, you might be able to get there. Just got to follow the right Maserati.
Something we've talked about, and I've been more than anti it on the show, and we've poked fun. And then yesterday I found myself being a hypocrite, and I will admit it now.
Oh, did you eat like at a Pizza Hut or something?
No, I have no problem doing that. I'll eat good pizza, bad pizza, medium quality pizza. I don't care.
Okay.
I did the pickleball, guys.
You played pickleball?
I played some pickleball.
With who? Did you play with that Lady Bodger?
I did not play with the Bodger lady. I think she's still recovering from her broken foot or whatever.
Did you play with your buddy who makes the gear?
No, I was invited to, I thought it was, there was plans. There's a pickleball event that is going to be happening in the valley.
By the way, are you rolling? Are your friends like 100 years old?
No,
like,
no, dude.
You went from getting invited to cocaine den parties to pickleball event matches.
Oh my God.
How does that feel?
The mighty have fallen.
I'm entering the pickleball phase of my life. There's a pickleball event that is happening. I thought it was just like, hey, this is what we're doing. You know, the guy wanted my take on a few things, like as far as event stuff, because you know we do a lot of events here at the station.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden they had the gear there and the courts were getting set up, and I said, I've never even done this before. And the guy's, oh, grab a paddle, let's go to town. And I played some pickleball.
How old is this guy?
21, 22.
What?
Yeah, dude,
really?
I'm telling you,
everyone
that was there playing, Omar, I don't think there was a person over 25 that was even playing there yesterday. All young. Huh. Wow. Some of them, I think, probably drunk, too. Because that's the thing, too. It's like, if you like ping pong doesn't have a stereotype. Table tennis, anyone can play, you know, young, old, right? That seems to be, most people have turned their table tennis table into a beer pong table at this point. But still, they can occasionally, it's fun.
That's because it's something that you can master with or without physical activity.
Here's the beautiful thing about it, I will say, as an unathletic person, and this is why I understand now it's been embraced by the elderly, but it is the fastest growing sport in the world. This is the joke we always make, is that everyone's doing it because you need very little skill and very little athletic ability to even be able to be decent at pickleball. Now, I think there's people that are
You think you did well?
I think I was respectable. Like, no, that's probably the wrong word.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to your buddy about that.
I was.
Do you think this man is respectable?
I'm saying this right now, and I mean this for, and anyone who's played this before, and you call back me up, you don't have to. There's certain things you've got to like do for a while to be decent. Like golf, for instance, you got to like really do that for a while to even be half decent. You're probably still going to suck at it.
Yeah.
This is one of those things. Like, I'm trying to think, like horseshoes would be another example of any of those, like, you know, yard games, cornhole.
Even darts, I feel like if you can just do one.
Yeah.
If you can hit the board, it's fun, at least.
I would argue darts is kind of hard. Like darts.
To be super good at it, but to be kind of mediocre at it and play with a few people, you really don't have to be that proficient.
Yeah, I would say most people in life just want to like be able to hold their own. Like, you're not going to be an Olympian at it.
No, you're just not an embarrassment.
Yeah, that's all I want to do in life is just be not an embarrassment. That's the only goal, really. And I feel like, Omar, I'm telling you right now, I know I was as anti this pickleball thing as anyone. Mm-hmm. I'm not like going out and buying gear right now. I'm not getting paddles and stuff, but I could see myself doing it again on a semi-regular basis. Only to hustle old people for their retirement pension.
See, this is what happens, though, Klein, is that you're one of them now. And we're all anti-pickleball, and we've got our little clique together that we all hate pickleball. And
we don't
then,
hate
boom,
it.
It's like picking us off one by one. We're all going to go to the dark side. It's like a weird zombie apocalypse, but everyone's just playing pickleball.
Allie, I saw some lesbians that were playing.
Oh, yeah?
I think you'd really like it.
All right, I'm in.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, hour and a half to go. Get you on the standby boarding list to see Coldplay here and again, hopefully in Amsterdam. You know, it's a good point, 310 said, the first time someone said if you throw ping pong balls into a cup, you get to drink a little sip of beer, everyone probably mocked them and made fun of them and said, that is so stupid. And then beer pong took off, and now every single person learns to play that game in fifth grade or whatever the case may be, or once you're 21, whatever. So, understandably, pickleball is having a similar explosive growth because of the simplicity of it. And I did, I will admit it, look, when we do things on the air, even if it's embarrassing stuff, we will admit it. We oftentimes admit our faults, our shame, our deepest, darkest shame. I was going to save this for the box of shame.
Wow,
but
you're really getting deep with this pickleball stuff. You must have really loved it.
I think I'm going to embrace the culture is what I'm saying. Go ahead, you're on, Carrick. What's up?
Very exciting. Well, I just want to say you're absolutely right. The reason why pickleball is so brilliant is because anybody can play it the first time they try. You can get out there. If you have any coordination at all, you can hit the ball over the net. The other brilliant thing is that it's very difficult to master. So there's definitely different levels of pickleball. So when you play as a beginner, it's a very different game than when you play as a high-level player or a professional. Beach volleyball is super hard, so that's why pickleball is so popular.
Yeah, I put pickleball in the category of, like, Jenga. Like, if someone's playing Jenga, you could...
Like, there's strategy to it, but most people just kind of do it, and you can get by. Where would you think you rank as far as the skill level? You said there's, like, novices to expert. Where are you?
I'm, like, a very, very good amateur. I'm like a 4.0 amateur, and they go up to as high as 5.0. So I play an aggressive, hard-hitting game. I don't just like dink the ball back and forth.
That's what really, I did.
If you want, I know. So you're playing a different kind of game, and people, some original pickleball players get mad at the new crop of players who play an aggressive game. They're like, that's not pickleball. But it is. It's just higher level pickleball. It's a hard hitting fast game at a higher level. The beginners just sort of dink the ball back and forth.
That's what I'm going to do. That's my move.
Well, all we have to do, Klein, is create some kind of other version of this, and we could be millionaires.
Right.
Let's just think of a different kind of shape, like something in between a ping pong ball and a tennis ball. Let's just get.
They already have it though. That's this.
Yeah, but let's create our own version. Just make a little different size paddle, a little different size ball, and a little weird net, and then we'll call it something else, then we'll be millionaires.
Yeah, but this one's already kind of taken. So what you do is you find a different thing that's popular, like cornhole or something like that, and then you come up with like a variation of that.
Beer hole.
You make it extreme, dude.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, almost
or you do slap cornhole or something like that.
Right, like cornhole, but like instead of it being those ramps, they're like bear traps. So you're constantly...
So they clamp on your leg?
Yeah, they clamp on you when you least expect it.
All right.
Like, that's the thing. It's like the little pivot away from the thing that people already know, and then boom, easy, easy. And now, like, that's the thing. Like, so this guy that I knew was doing construction, like building, you know, houses, whatever, I think he completely shifted to now he just puts pickleball courts in people's, backyards.
No way.
It's his full business.
Are you serious?
Guy said he's, like, never made more money in his entire life. He's booked solid for the next 3 years because people don't need a lot of space. And I go, like, that's just wild to me that people are getting super rich.
So committed that they need to
off
get
of this.
And it's smaller than a tennis ball court?
So small.
Or a tennis...
No one calls it a tennis ball court either.
I don't know tennis ball. But I would say as well, like, you need a lot of money to create a full-size tennis court. Yeah, but if you're, like, mid-range rich, you could probably get a pickleball. You have pickleball court land.
Of course. That's the part that's crazy. If you knew anyone... Have you ever known anyone that had their own tennis court?
No.
Actually,
I did have a rich friend in elementary school that had a tennis court.
She had
three pools.
Three pools?
Yep. Three?
Two outdoor and one indoor.
Oh, my. Indoor pool. What's a bigger flex? Having your own tennis court or having indoor pool? Because I knew one person growing up that had a tennis court. It was not a functioning one. It was all like, you know, in disrepair. But that was like their big brag was like, oh, my house has a tennis court.
Yeah, but I think there are the percentage of people who actually have tennis courts versus the people who use them has got to be very small.
Yeah, right.
Like most of them are just covered in old leaves and bird crap,
right?
Yeah,
that's what this one was.
But say you have a tennis court because that's what it's for.
That's the flex. But that means like if you have that, I mean, that means you're doing, like, I feel like it's almost impossible unless you're like in some rundown shanty to be like, I have a tennis court and not be like, well, you're doing, life is good to you.
Do you
like,
think
you're
that's more impressive than saying you have multiple garages? Because I feel like when people have a second garage where they keep like extra cars, I feel like that's a huge flex.
Two-car garage feels like it's very fancy if it's two separate garages as opposed to just a big...
Yeah, they say that's in the other garage.
Oh,
you're what?
Oh, yeah, that's a top.
What is going on?
Yeah. Omar, you have two garages?
No, I just have one.
It's a big fat one that could hold two cars or just one car?
Two car.
See, people try to do that slippery slope where they're like, it's a two-car garage. But that's different than two garages.
I'm talking about a separate garage. Like, you have a two-car garage and then you have another two-car garage somewhere else with a car that you don't drive.
Yeah, that's
the other thing, is having cars that you don't drive or you only drive on the weekends.
Oh, that's a huge move,
too. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, Jake, when you hear people refer to their ride as that's my weekend ride or my weekday car... Does that bother you?
Does it bother me? No. It makes me a little bit jealous, I guess.
Yeah.
And then when people invite you over, they say, why don't you stop by the property?
Property, yeah. When I go to Omar's house?
Omar's
I don't refer to my house as a property.
His house is a house.
My rentals are property.
Yeah, his rentals are properties. Those are
the people he controls.
His wife. He's never referred to his wife as his property. That's never happened. Chili Peppers on K-Rock. Let's figure out what's going on in the world. And then we got some stuff for you. I'll get you in to see Neil Brennan just after 8 o'clock. Then just after 9 o'clock, Coldplay. That's right. You'll see them at the Rose Bowl. Just announced show. Part of a new tour. And again, hopefully in Amsterdam. We'll be calling Amsterdam in a few moments as well to figure out, is K-Rock actually world famous? I'm already looking at the bets on the text line. And most people are saying definitely not. We will figure that out all together. But first,
grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. Does anyone know my password? It's something something 69.
All right. Build-A-Bear has always been a great opportunity to overpay for a plush toy that probably only costs $2 to make because you've been led to believe that a bear is a direct representation of how much your parents love you.
God, but there's so many upcharges there. What a... That place
I went when I was like criminal. Younger, like in high school, I think, was the last time I went to
that's
one.
Sad.
Wait, you got to build a bear in high school?
That's really sad, Ellie.
That's totally sad.
I wasn't expecting that to take the turn that it did.
Also, I like it that you rounded down because it was definitely college. And she tried to go younger.
It was end of high school. Okay.
The end of high school? I think you're too old to be building a bear.
No, because that's when it was getting really, really popular and it was in every single one of the malls and me and
but
my boyfriend
went.
Once
you hit the Build-A-Bear and you see all these like little kids, don't you turn around and be like, okay, this is not for me?
No, I push them out of the way. Oh, I say, my turn, bitch.
Once you're using the term my turn, bitch, you're too old for Build-A-Bear, I think.
Well, I did customize the, because you can make a customized message in it, and I had it say swear words and stuff, which was actually leads me to my next point. You can now... adults can now purchase Build-A-Bears because they have a whole line of adult bears for Valentine's Day. And they have a bunch of different ones. They have ones that'll be like in a cheetah print dress and like sparkly
sexy
little
Build-A-Bears?
Yeah, little shoes. And then they have like expensive ones, like one that's laced in Swarovski crystals for $2,000. Then they have an After Dark collection where you have bears, monkeys, frogs, bunnies, and dogs that are wearing various robes. There's like a Hugh Hefner one. They have also cheeky and new unexpected gifts ranging from adult humor to spicy.
I can't, and it's at the same store next to
like
a kid.
Do they have like built-in flashlights?
No,
they're all fleshlights.
Oh, well, that makes sense. It's going to lead to some real confusions at the old mall there. Kids on one side, someone else.
Do you want your G to have a heartbeat?
Yeah, that actually is worth the extra $20, I would think.
Yeah, you want some extra veins on this?
That is aggressive.
Pick your color.
Are they doing a different alley? Is this happening inside of the regular Build-A-Bear
stores?
No,
this is online. This is a line of bears that they have that you can purchase online. They're not going to have them next to...
Okay.
They're not going to have Fleshlight Bear next to regular bears.
I was saying your birthday pass alley.
Yeah, Jesus. All right, well, good for them. Another way to... Get a couple of bucks.
You can spend a couple of bucks. I mean, the beginning ones range from like $50 to, like I said, all the way to $2,000. Splash Mountain may be closing, but for a price, you can have a part of Splash Mountain with you at all times. Could it be one of the logs? Could you own the real Brer Rabbit? No, but you can own some of the used dirty-ass water from the ride. Since the ride closed at Disney World, listings for jars of Splash Mountain water have been popping up everywhere. You can get a 4-ounce mason jar of water for as little as $15 and as much as $1,000. Some of them claim to have rocks from the ride in the water. Some of them claim they're from the last day of the ride being open. So it's kind of a range. And if you're buying old, disgusting water from a Disney ride, no matter how iconic it is, I think you need to rethink your life. And that's coming from someone who makes mood water.
Yeah. Should point out that Build-A-Bear, I mean, Splash Mountain, the one here at Disneyland, still open.
Still
The one in...
But it's going to close. They haven't
Orlando is done at Disney World, and so as a result, people... I mean, just to even have that mindset of, I need to bring containers, capture water,
and then
sell it. I mean, you got a lot of thought that goes into that. And I wonder,
though, how they're going to prove, because you have to have some kind of a video proof of the person, like, getting the water, like, scooping the water or something. Otherwise, how are you going to know if it's from Splash Mountain?
I just don't think anyone would care. And I'm looking at these.
Oh, I completely disagree.
There's a lot of postings for them. Not a lot of bids, though. I mean, they're all sitting there with what the asking price is.
But that's because they can't verify. They would spend money on it if they knew 100% it was from Splash Mountain, because people are crazy.
I hear your little cogwheels turning in your brain. Are you going to go down and get some water?
I'm just saying I need to leave early today.
Got it. Fair enough. Yeah. All right.
And now a problem that has been slowly getting worse and worse around the country. In many locations, shopping cart theft is on the rise. People are not only not returning the shopping carts, they're taking them wherever they want, and then they're sending them careening down hills. They're leaving them in the middle of busy intersections.
They are fun.
People are hitting them.
I've done that.
And I've done it too. Retailers are now spending hundreds of thousands of dollars paying people to round up carts so that they don't have to pay even more money to buy more of them and make more of them. They said some of these carts can cost $250 to make.
Yeah.
And it's not just like homeless people that are taking them. Like, they are saying it's actually a hot commodity because they're really versatile and they're not available elsewhere. There's no way to buy a legitimate shopping cart for yourself, so people just take them from the grocery store.
They're free in any parking lot. Go to Trader Joe's. There's a bunch of them there. Just
except
grab
for
them.
When they have those wheel brakes on them. So
the
embarrassing.
Yeah. 1 inch too far. We kick off another hour of the show in a moment. We'll get to your calls as well. I see you on the phones. 714, hang tight. We'll come back with that. Be right back. Quick break. More show after this.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.